Episode 2263, The Lord Himself Goes Before You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching people happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection, a time for you really to make space for God. Now, as you know, I wholeheartedly believe that we need to be making space for Him in our everyday all the time. He wants to be a part of your everyday. The Lord Himself goes before you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Deuteronomy 31:8 says this, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." The hurts and the celebrations of this world are experienced together, both with you and the Lord. You are never alone. But I know sometimes when life happens, for the good or the bad or the ugly, we feel alone. We feel trapped. Sometimes we even feel to the point of being jailed and barred in our own life. And it's hard to pull ourselves out of that. I'm sure you've heard of this poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand. Mary Stevenson wrote this in 1936, and I want to read it to you. "One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that as many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, 'My precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.'" The Lord Himself goes before you. Trials and tribulations happen in our lives. The Lord never said, nor did He promise, that we would be without sadness, hurt, and pain. It is a part of our everyday. However, what the Lord did say is that He would never leave you nor forsake you. Don't look to the world for your answers. Look to God. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to pray and be specific. Recently, we've had some battles and needed some clear answers in our lives, my husband and I. And it's been one of those things where it's been very testing and trying. And I'm not going to go into the details because the details right now do not matter. The details I want you to know is that I began praying specifically, asking God to show us, my husband and I, exactly where we're supposed to go. And when I'm talking about specifically, I am naming people by name. I am giving a timeline as into, we've got to have an answer here. We've got to know where we're going. We've got to have a plan, Lord, and I need you to lead the way. I need you to close the door. I need you to open the door. I need you to open up the door with a particular person. And I'm here to tell you that God has been answering directly, one prayer at a time. He's been doing it in my business. He's been doing it in our personal relations. He's been doing it in our relationship with our community and our neighborhood. And I've got to tell you, it is so refreshing. But you see, no one talks about our little prayers of life, right? Because we don't think it's a big deal. But you see, to God, it is a big deal. Because he's honored when you invite him to walk with you in your everyday. So I ask you today, are you praying specifically? Are you asking God, saying, look, Lord, this is where we are in this circumstance. I need this person to come. And I need you to place them in my path and open up a conversation that is going to be hard to have. But I know it needs to be done. Whatever your circumstances are, pray specifically. Because you see, God doesn't leave you nor forsake you. We are the ones that leave God. We are the ones that say, oh, I got this. And we try to go about our own way to try and figure things out ourselves. I'm telling you, when you do life with God, it's much easier than doing life without God. Now, I'll also tell you this. Are you always going to get the answers that you want? No! Exclamation point. The answers that I've been looking for are not always the answers I want. And so that's one thing that I have to trust in God with and say, Lord, you know what? I know you got this because you've gone before me. You're going before me. You are carrying me. I don't always understand the answers, but open up my heart and my mind in order to understand. You see, we are the ones who are closed-minded, not God. And I get how it's difficult. I get the challenges. I've been there. And guess what? We will always be there because we're not promised forever happiness here on earth. We are promised, however, eternal life with God when we're called home. God wants to carry you throughout your whole life. Give him that honor to be able to serve you, to love you. Let God's footprints be seen in your life. Go out today, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.